This is the Composer's Datebook for July 10th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1733, George Frederick Handel paid a visit to Oxford to conduct the premiere performance of his new oratorio, Athaliah, at the Sheldonian Theater. The vice-chancellor of the university asked Handel to add some musical pizzazz to an elaborate ceremony known as the Public Act, during which honorary degrees were bestowed on some worthy individuals. It was apparently a terrific performance, with a correspondent for the London magazine reporting, "Never has there been such applause and marks of admiration." But not everyone in Oxford was happy. One crusty don, apparently not a fan of the new music, complained of the presence of, quote, "Handel and his lousy crew, a great number of foreign fiddlers." Oxford offered Handel an honorary degree, but he didn't accept, claiming he was too busy, but maybe he was just balking at the price, a required fee of some £100, to receive the honor. In the 19th century, Oxford and its rival Cambridge would bestow honorary degrees on other major composers like Tchaikovsky and Dvorak. Small potatoes, perhaps, compared to American composer William Schumann, who received no less than 28 honorary degrees between 1949 and 1990. So many, in fact, that Schumann had a quilt sewn together from pieces of his ceremonial gowns. So, as he liked to quip, he could take his naps by degrees. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.